While researching this book, I came across two other matters, both relevant to Ada. In 1983, a man named Calvin Lee Scott was put on trial for rape in the Pontotoc County Courthouse. The victim was a young widow who was attacked in her bed as she slept, and because the rapist kept a pillow over her face, she could not identify him. A hair expert from the OSBI testified that two crime scene pubic hairs were microscopically consistent with samples taken from Calvin Lee Scott, who vehemently denied any guilt. The jury felt otherwise, and he was sentenced to 25 years in prison. He served 20 and was released. He was out of jail when DNA testing exonerated him in 2003. The case was investigated by Dennis Smith. Bill Peterson was the district attorney. Also, in 2001, Ada's former assistant chief of police, Dennis Corvin, pleaded guilty to federal charges of manufacturing and distributing methamphetamine and was sent away for 6 years. Corvin, as you might recall, was the Ada policeman mentioned by Glenn Gore in his affidavit signed some 20 years after their alleged drug dealing ventures. Ada is a nice town, and the obvious question is, when will the good guys clean house? Perhaps when they get tired of paying for bad prosecutions. Twice in the past 2 years, the city of Ada has raised property taxes to replenish the reserve funds used to settle the lawsuits filed by Ron and Dennis. In a cruel insult, these taxes are paid by all property owners, including many members of Debbie Carter's family. It is impossible to calculate the total amount of money wasted. Oklahoma spends about $20,000 a year to house an inmate. Ignoring the extra cost of death row and treatment in state mental hospitals, Ron's tab was at least $250,000. Same for Dennis. Add the amounts they received in the civil suit, and the math becomes easy. It's safe to say that several million dollars were wasted because of their cases. These sums do not begin to contemplate the thousands of hours spent by the appellate lawyers who worked so diligently to free the men, nor do they include the time wasted by the state's lawyers trying to execute them. Every dollar spent prosecuting and defending them was mailed in by the taxpayers. But there were some savings. Barney Ward was paid a whopping $3,600 to defend Ron, and, as you remember, Judge Jones denied Barney's request for money to hire a forensic expert to evaluate the state's evidence. Greg Saunders received the same fee, $3,600. He, too, was denied access to an expert. The taxpayers had to be protected. The financial waste was frustrating enough, but the human toll was far more damaging. Obviously, Ron's mental problems were greatly exacerbated by the wrongful conviction and, once freed, he never recovered. Most exonerees do not. Dennis Fritz is a lucky one. He had the courage and the intelligence and, eventually, the money to put his life back together. He lives a quiet, normal, and prosperous life in Kansas City and last year became a grandfather. Of the other characters, Bill Peterson is still the district attorney in Ada. Two of his assistants are Nancy Hsu and Chris Ross. One of his investigators is Gary Rogers. Dennis Smith retired from the Ada Police Department in 1987 and died suddenly on June 30, 2006. Barney Ward died in the summer of 2005 as I was writing the book, and I never had the chance to interview him. Judge Ron Jones was voted out of office in 1990 and left the Ada area. Glenn Gore is still housed on H Unit at McAllister. In July 2005, his conviction was overturned by the Oklahoma Court of Criminal Appeals, and a new trial was ordered. The court decided that Gore did not receive a fair trial because Judge Landreth did not allow his defense lawyer to put on proof that two other men had already been convicted of the murder. On June 21, 2006, Gore was again found guilty. The jury deadlocked on the issue of death, and Judge Landreth, as required by law, sentenced Gore to life without parole.